Our scripture reading continues in 1 Peter. Today we find chapter 2, verses 1 to 12 on page 1294 in the Pew Bible. Now, Peter's doing two main things in 1 Peter 2. The first part is he is exhorting the Christians to godly living. And then the second part, the related idea of submission to appropriate authority. Now, here in verses 1 to 12, Peter's reasoning goes like this. You should live in a godly way that glorifies God because of what you are, because of who you are. We might even say because of whose you are. And he says in verse 5, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. And so he envisions the church as a temple. And it's actually a wonderful statement he makes when he says, you are living stones. It shows what we're doing together. But it also shows the importance of our individuality. If you see old stone buildings, I love them. Every stone's a little different. It's not a brick production. God is not just cranking out factory style bricks to build his house. No, you yourself, just you as you are necessary. We might put it this way, there would be a gaping hole without you, but therefore you're to be godly, and we're a holy priesthood, and we're to take all that imagery of the holiness of the Old Testament priests and say, that's who we are today, and we're to glorify God. And he makes a wonderful statement that Jesus is the cornerstone. He's a stone of stumbling to unbelievers, but for those who believe, he's the cornerstone of this eternal structure for the praise of God. Verse 9 makes a wonderful statement, just so rich in covenant theology. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. And then he tells what this is all about, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It only makes sense for Christian people to say, let's consecrate ourselves to him. Let's yield our lives for his praise. Let's serve him. Let's resolve that by his grace, for sure, but by his grace, we will endeavor to be godly. That's Peter's thinking. Let's listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of 1 Peter 2. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.